This is a big episode.
This is huge.
This has never been done by any podcast ever.
Ever. Never been done before.
It's the first time you're seeing this anywhere, but...
I can't believe it's taken us 5 years to do this.
Yeah. You guys know the show is called Zane and Heath Unfiltered, and for some reason, it's never been just Zane and Heath. It's always been Zane, Heath, and four other people.
We bring the party.
Exactly. And having Matt and Mariah is still like a lot of people. Having four people on a podcast is...
It's a lot.
We do have some interesting things, especially since it's just the two of us.
Yeah. We don't have
Matt and Mariah to just like bug us to get under. Exactly. Just yapping the whole time. We can really, really get to know each other.
Okay.
On a deeper level.
This is going to be... raw.
It's gonna be
real. Authentic.
This episode is unfiltered. Raw, real. Exactly. And Mariah's not here, unfortunately, but this is for the first time gonna be raw, real, and authentic. All right.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Should we just jump into it?
Let's jump into it. We got our new brews. You know what that means? We're getting euphoric, baby.
It's coffee time, baby. Woo! Oh my god, the intro song.
Oh.
Oh my god.
We do everything ourselves. There we go, baby.
Happy New Year!
Ow! Wow. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Let's do it together, baby.
Yeah. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered,
baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
And we are Unfiltered. And it is the new year, everybody. Happy New Year, baby.
I hope everybody had a great holiday. Mm-hmm. What is it? Today's the first that we're posting this on, right?
No. I don't know, actually.
I think it ends up being actually the new year.
Really?
Yeah. I think next Tuesday
No way. I don't believe it's the first. It's the first.
Happy New Year, baby.
Legitimately, Happy New Year. Oh. All of our audio listeners, I bet y'all are hungover as shit. You know you are. You know you are listening to this.
And if you're not
hungover, then you're probably working out, getting that New Year's
resolution
started.
Yeah.
I got mine started 6 months ago, but I feel like if I didn't, I would have definitely gotten started today. Well, I would have made an admission.
What's your resolution?
Genuinely, that I really, really, really want to like just start. It's the 27th today, so I have a few days to think about this, but I really need to stop biting my nails.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's so bad. You guys don't see it on camera, and I will never just get... I've posted it maybe... once or twice in my life,
they're absolutely disgusting.
I was about to say asinine. Is that a word? What's asinine mean?
Asinine, like it's crazy.
No, I meant more like disgusting.
Yeah,
but no, it's crazy too. It's asinine. These nails, asinine. Just a new word I learned. Yeah, they're really gross, and that's one thing that I'm afraid of for my future girlfriend / wife. I don't want her to look at my fingernails and be so disgusted with me that she does not want to continue this relationship. Well, that's one thing that I really worry about.
If she's going to break up with you because of your nails, it's probably not.
No, it's not break up with me.
Or
it's
just not give you a chance.
The first day. Yeah. No, I wouldn't be. That's not a shocker to me, though. Like, I feel like when you see someone has really gross nails, you think, oh, they're a dirty person. And then from there, you kind of just assume that they're dirty in other places too, which I don't like. I'm not.
This guy doesn't have self-control.
Yeah.
I think it says this guy has a hard time focusing.
And not only that, those are like very broad, but I got something very specific, which I think you could really assume that I do. If I'm sitting there eating my fingernails, what else am I eating? You know what I mean? What am I putting my mouth on?
What are you putting your mouth on?
No, but like, Your fingers are so dirty. Like, your hands are the second or third most dirty thing during the day because you're touching everything.
Yeah, I'd probably say number one.
You're touching the faucet. You're touching what? You're just touching rails. Just
you ever seen under a microscope of what the dirt under your fingernails looks like?
I don't. Imagine seeing mine.
Because
your mouth is the dirtiest place on your body.
It would make you not want to bite them anymore.
Yeah.
There's like, it's actually disgusting. Like living things under your fingernails.
And if you took a microscope to your mouth, you would want your mouth shut for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd be so disgusting. But I've tried different ways to stop. I've put that gross shit on.
The tasting stuff.
I don't like the taste of it. It doesn't work.
Why don't you just go old school? Just throw on mittens.
I tried that for half a day. it's impossible to get anything done.
It was like kind of like what I had to do for my transplant because I kept scratching in the night.
Yeah.
So I had to put socks over my hands because remember I scratched my head so hard I started bleeding everywhere.
Yeah, that's why they even allowed yourself to do that. You see, I just do the Pat method.
It was in the middle of the night. Like I didn't know I was doing it. Like I was sleeping.
Oh,
just,
like, while you're sleeping. So you can't help it.
Digging my plugs
okay,
out.
So that makes sense. You have to, like, that's something you have to wear. But you're also sleeping, so you're not going to really even notice. I'm fully awake and conscious in doing this. So I just need to figure out a way where I almost need to reward myself like a child to not bite my nails. Like for every millimeter my nail grows.
There you go.
I buy myself something nice.
It turns into the opposite addiction. You come out with like foot long.
But there has to be like, look at it.
Oh man.
Just tell me ways to make it better.
I would say, you want to go low profile?
Chop your hand off.
Yeah, thimbles.
Thimbles. Just
five thimbles.
I bet you won't put your fingers in your mouth if you chop them all off.
But I think just really, really focus.
Do you remember when I did attempt to stop biting it for like a month or two? Mm-hmm. And it was actually growing back. And I was really excited about it. I was taking like little update pictures every week because I wanted to like do like...
You wanted the before and after.
Yeah. Do you ever screenshot different pictures and then you go back and forth really quick
to
see that? So that's what I was doing with my nails and it was working. Like I was so excited and then I just fell over the deep edge again. It's kind of like a diet, right? Or like the fitness transformation. You just like, you're starting to see results. It's really exciting. And then you just stop. Since this is my second time with the transformation, I actually kept going this time and didn't quit. Maybe if I do it the second time.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes you got to give it a couple tries.
Exactly. Because you quit once doesn't mean you're a failure. You just
never
try
not
again.
Don't quit.
Wow, this is such a positive episode already. I'm really excited about this one, especially in the new year. People are going to be so motivated to start with whatever they want to get started on
believe in you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Cheers to that. All right, so I'm going to stop nail biting, right? Another thing that I really have to quit, I mean, you already know it, it's the vape. The vape is very, very bad. It's killing me. It's causing me a lot of problems.
It's giving you
the black lung. I would love to see a fast,
I feel like
back and forth, back before and after with my lungs.
Inside of your body because of that, I feel like that's what you need.
And you know what's crazy? Everywhere in my body right now is like, woo! They're having a great time. 6 months. I haven't put really alcohol in my body, right? Eating all this like clean shit. Everybody in here is just woo, and they're looking at the lungs. They're like, "Boy, when
come on,
he'll get there. He'll get there." Because the blood's flowing everywhere.
Have
except
you actually
for the lungs.
Actually tried?
Genuinely, like, put it down for. I mean, I may have put it down for like a day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was like traveling, right?
All right,
I couldn't smoke it on the plane, so like it was just in my bag. So
up in the middle of the night to go pee, are you on the way to the bathroom grabbing it to hit it a couple times?
Heath, that's not even the problem. I wake up with it. I wake
up in your hand?
In my hand. Where is it?
So your body's vaping while you're sleeping?
Yeah. Yeah. I wake up like this.
I swear
it's in my hand when I wake up. This morning, my mom scared the shit out of me today. We were in a deep, deep, deep psychosis sleep. All right. We were exhausted because we were traveling, right? Going back from Florida to here, it's like the worst because of the time difference. Like you just get so tired. And I was in a deep sleep for like an hour and a half. And then I wake up to my mom's figure right above my bed. I'm like, what? And my flies, right?
You got startled into it.
Yeah, it launches, right? I'm like, Mom, what? And she's sleeping. She was sleeping next to me. She wakes up too. And it's not Danielle, by the way.
Zane's sister.
My little sister's here. She's in the audience right now. People think
I knew it.
People think me and Danielle are dating, which is, anyways. Yeah, launches out of my hand, and I'm like, Mom, what? And she goes, there's someone in the house. I'm like, Mom, the house makes noises. It's an empty house, right? We're still filling it up.
Boy, that's green light for me. Bulletproof vest on, night vision goggles.
Heath is up and out. He's
dreams about
you
that.
You already
shit.
Hear the safe opening. The beep 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 beep.
I have fingerprint, eye retinal scanner, whatever.
Yeah, that's like Heath's favorite words. Favorite words of the book intruder. Is, I think somebody's in the house. And I keep telling her, like, mom, like, it's, I'm telling you, it's, and then it kicks in, right?
Right.
What if someone's in the house? I'm like, God, like, what if someone's in the house? There's been intruders before. There's somebody that snuck into my house once and stole a fly zapper.
I still don't understand that.
Why wouldn't somebody be in the house right now? Like, right. Maybe it just happened to be the time that my mom and little sister flew in.
You know, maybe they thought you were still out of town.
Exactly. So I get out of my room.
What's your game plan? If there was an intruder, are you waking up? Are you grabbing something? Are you reaching, like, you have a bat? Do you have like a candlestick?
Absolutely. So I got up, grabbed my piece.
Okay.
I go to the staircase.
Peace and bliss.
And my mom's like, just listen. And you know, I'm not going downstairs yet. I don't want to be stupid. I'm not like running right in the middle of the attack of the, you know.
You got to be tactical about it.
Exactly. I'm thinking Men in Black. I'm thinking Call of Duty.
Okay. You know,
at this point. And she's like, listen. And goes, kuh. I'm like,
ice machine.
Immediately in my head, I was like, it's the air vent. Like, I've heard this noise before. And then we hear it again. And it sounds, it's not the same tempo. It's like a different tempo. Like, you know, it wasn't this time. It was that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then I was like, okay, mom, that was a different tempo. Let's wait for it again. And we hear it again. And then, like, it was clear the vents. I'm like, oh my God, mom. I was like, she's like, I'm so scared, honey. I'm going to go sleep on the couch. I'm like, that's fine. You can sleep on the couch, but there's nothing in the house. People were probably sitting there like, oh, who's in the house?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I left you hanging like that. But yeah, nobody was in the house. I don't even know where I was going with this. Where was I going with this story? I think I just want to show off that, like, I have a piece, so don't come to my house. We keep it safe in this house, especially right. When I got the family in town.
Uh-huh.
But I generally don't know where I was going with this. I think it's, vaping. yeah, and that's why, because I almost hit my mom in the face with it.
Right.
So I shouldn't have, I need to quit vaping because I need to protect my family.
She could have lost an eye.
Yeah. So
that's the moral of the story right there.
No. I mean, just real talk though. Vaping is just so bad and I just have to stop. And that's all I have left right now. That's, if I just quit that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty healthy.
You'll be amazing.
I'll be incredible. I'll be at 100% compared to what I was.
I wish I could be like, this is the best I've ever felt. You know what I mean? Like, obviously you're going to feel better.
Yeah. And you know what? I can't even tell people I'm healthy because that's just a lie.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I exercise every day. I eat really good now. I don't really put alcohol in my body.
Zane, you're a smoker.
You're a smoker. And that's
you have that label.
That's probably top two things you could put in your body. That's like very, very bad for you. And one of the two is smoking.
What's crazy to me is that the studies haven't even come out yet. I feel like in 30 years...
I don't need studies, Heath. Once you open... I don't know who it was. Whoever opened that vape in front of me, what it looked like inside that vape.
Oh, it's disgusting.
That was it.
When you see like...
You don't need any...
The filtered system. Oh.
You don't need any studies. Any studies to tell you that shit is bad once you open up a vape. Guys, take your vape right now.
Can I pop it?
Yeah. Guys, you're gonna freak out. You're going to freak out. When you see how these vapes are made. Okay, I have like this very pretty like Flume one that you'd get like at a gas station, right? You know, they make it pretty. Yeah, they make it tough. They don't want you to want you to know.
Wow.
The person that showed me, they opened it with like a hammer. It's tough
to open. Makes sense.
We have to show it.
Do you want me to break it open?
Yeah.
Do you have an extra one? Let's do it.
Break it. I don't need it.
Let's do it.
Just knowing right here, I have 10 fresh ones in my bedroom waiting
for
me.
Because you can't get them out here anymore, like the flavored ones. So he's got a lady on the load that he goes to that he buys Costco wholesale size.
Dude, I'm trying to be a better man. Don't break.
All right, we're good. Are you ready? Oh, Zane, that's.
This looks like it was made in a garage. Look at that. And this, you're just smoking.
Yeah, this is a child's high school science project. Wait,
give me the...
Don't squeeze it.
You ready?
There it goes. Boom. What scares me about that stuff is the fact that normal, like cigarettes, things like that, is like a dry smoke. Zane, that's wet into your lungs. So you're breathing in that moisture.
Wow. That's disgusting. That made me want to smoke at least 15% less.
That's a start.
I hope to get to 100 by January 1st.
It was really brave of you. I can't wait to tell you about my... my.
No. I don't... I just told you my New Year's resolution.
Oh, you want to hear my resolution real quick?
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, why do I look like the one that needs the problems that I need to fix?
I haven't put too much thought into it yet, so this is going to be me just kind of winging it on the spot of what I would like to change.
Oh, you're just too perfect. I can't think of anything that I could better myself. There's got to be.
I would like to get back into the shape that I was in.
Okay.
Zila.
Okay.
I'd like to start doing more cardio again.
Yeah.
I realized how out of shape I was again.
Yeah.
When I was coming back to LA, when I just had my flight here.
Really? I feel like you don't look out of shape. I feel you don't work out a lot, but you definitely have, you're maintaining your like eating, which is good.
I'm like decent with eating. Like obviously like I have like bad days or whatever and things like that. I've been on a sweet kick since I've been in Tennessee. I've had, I think cumulative probably 100 cookies.
60 cookies?
At least.
It's the holidays, man.
At least. My mom's been baking fresh every single day.
And there's a reason why she does it when you're
home. I'm not going to do that to my mom. I'm not going to do that. If she bakes fresh cookies, just eat them.
Don't put that on your mom.
No, because then she's going to feel bad.
Don't put that on your mom.
I'm doing it for her.
No, I know she's watching this and now she's feeling like shit. You just did that now. No, she's making cookies because she knows you don't eat like that here.
Exactly. It's a treat.
Exactly.
It's a treat. When I went to fly back to LA, so there's no direct flights from where my parents live. Mm-hmm. So I have to do a commute, one stop and then go. So it's stupid, by the way. You got to go out of the way to Charlotte and then from Charlotte back here. But I had my first flight and I had about an hour-ish layover between that and then my flight to LA. And we land early. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I'll get off, maybe get a little snack, kill some time. Mm-hmm. We sit on the runway for, I'm not joking, 45 plus minutes because none of the terminals are open.
Exactly. And they probably weren't prepared for you to arrive 45 minutes early, right?
Well, we were like 20 minutes early.
Oh, okay.
But we still sat there and just waited and waited. And then I'm looking at my phone and my next flight started boarding as I'm still on the plane. I'm like, oh, this is bad.
And they don't care. They don't care if you miss it.
I have 30 minutes before my flight takes off.
Yeah.
They're boarding. And dude, the reason I don't check bags is because I don't want to have to deal with checking it on, getting it afterwards, dealing with that shit. But I don't know why I always get stuck with having to check a bag, my carry-on.
You had to do that again?
Dude, I'm going carry-on only so I don't have to do it. You keep it above whatever. I get up there, they're like, they give me a bag tag. And I'm like, please.
Are you getting there last?
It just like depends on your boarding group. So I was-
Were you in the back of the plane?
Kind of like middle.
Oh, okay.
But it's also a small plane, but this is new. I don't know what this is, but they gave me a valet bag tag. So it goes under the plane, but it doesn't go to your next destination. You have to sit there in that tube. I didn't either. You have to wait for them to go under the plane and start bringing the bags up to you in that little like walkway when you get off the plane.
Yeah.
So now my flight's taking off in 15 minutes and I'm sitting there waiting for them to bring my bag up. I'm at terminal E. I got to get to B in 15 minutes before this thing's taken off. Finally, they bring my bag up. I grab it, and I'm not joking, Zane, full-blown sprint. Full, like, charging through this, and there's no, like...
And it's the holidays. You don't want to miss a flight.
It was insane.
Yeah.
So I'm running as fast as I possibly can, and I'm, like, getting queasy because I'm pushing myself.
Because you're out of shape.
Yeah. I dead ass think it was probably a mile and a half I had to run.
Yeah.
Damn. It was so far. And it's embarrassingly fast how I'm running. Like if
and somebody it makes you look like that you like, don't have your shit together. It makes you look like you showed up late and now everyone's waiting on you.
And you're running full sprint and people are looking, you're asking for all the attention.
Yeah.
And I dude, if I would have saw myself, I'd have been like, geez, it's not that serious.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I hate that.
I hated this feeling. I finally get to my gate. As I'm running up, I see the sign on the TV where it shows like where you're going.
Yeah.
It says closed. I run up to the lady. I'm like, please don't tell me it's closed. She's like, yeah, we just closed. And there's a guy next to me that missed it too. And he was like, yeah, as of 30 seconds ago. And like gave the lady a look.
Oh.
And I was like, please, please, I'll do anything. Like, I need to get on this flight right now. I have to get on this flight. Sorry, it's closed.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, the plane's still there. You can see that. You can clearly. It's not like the plane.
Exactly. It's 5 minutes before takeoff time.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, please, please. Like, I cannot miss this.
Well, flight. Did you tell her the situation that it was a one stop?
I was okay. Like, we landed 45 minutes ago. I've been sitting on the plane waiting to get off. We finally just got let off and I just ran here. She's like, nothing I could do. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I'm sitting there and just as I'm about to walk away and call it, because this is the last flight of the night, I would have had to got in a hotel.
Oh my God.
And waited till the next morning to fly. As I'm getting ready to turn around and walk away, her phone on her desk rings and she's like, yeah. Okay. All right. Hurry up. Get on now. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. So I run onto the plane and then you're that guy that they've been, you know,
you're
sitting on the plane. Oh, like, why are we not taking off? I was that guy that had to come walk on, but I got on the plane, so I was super excited. But I'm dripping. Like, I'm actually dripping sweat.
And those ACs aren't powerful enough in the plane.
But, man, was it brutal. But I made it. I did it. And that
Did that guy next to you also make it?
That made me realize, I was like, I need to get back in shape for reason.
Plan your day better.
You want to know what's really funny?
What?
There was, oh, man. You know how people talk really loud to get attention?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just, like... They don't need to be talking about what they're talking about in public.
Yeah, I can name a few.
There's a couple. It's a little couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a baby, right?
It's a little couple? What do you mean?
They're little people.
Oh, little people. Okay.
And they are in the row in front of me. Mm-hmm. And they're like with their kid. The kid can't talk. It's like maybe like 1.5, 2, okay. Something like that. And she's like talking to the kid. The kid can't talk back. And she's just like... That's okay because we have more money. And I'm like, now my ears are freaking out. I'm just like, here we go.
She just says one thing that makes no sense to a baby.
Right. You're like, why are you talking to a child about
this? And she's not talking to her husband at all?
No. To the child.
Yeah.
She's like, that's right, baby, because we're going to be millionaires, baby. Right, baby? Isn't that right, baby? We're about to be millionaires. What? And I'm like, what is going on? She's like, you did good on season 2, right? We just got to hope they get us back for season 3.
And I'm like, someone to ask her,
yeah.
What show are you on?
Yeah, well, that's why you got to be good, baby. You got to be good on season 3 so we can get season 3 again because we're going to be multimillionaires.
Season 3? What show is she on?
I don't know. I tried looking it up and like finding them, but like she just on and on about that's right, baby. Because how much are we gonna have? We got millions of dollars, and
I mean, there's not a lot of shows with little people on there, is there?
I think there's quite a few. I've already tried looking.
All that nosying around, you couldn't just figure out. I'm sure.
I know.
Heath, and she wanted so bad for someone to ask her what show she was on.
I know.
You should have just asked her.
I didn't want to give it.
Imagine she was like, stop being so
nosy. Get out of my business.
That would have pissed me off.
Yeah.
That would have been
my... It was just so funny how, like, the baby has no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. But are you sure she wasn't like, you know how they talk to the babies, but they're like trying to nag at the dad or something? Like, it's... They're using their baby to talk to somebody else. Oh, well,
they were fighting a little bit on the plane when they first got on.
So maybe she was doing a, you know, when a mom or dad would talk to the babies and they would say some, you know, for example, well, they'd be because, like, well, that's because daddy doesn't make enough money. And it's like directed towards the dad and wants the dad. You don't know.
You're being really messy today. I guess you do take after your dad.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah.
Those type of.
But you're saying the dad was nowhere around, like...
No, he was just in the opposite seat on the other side. But it was just really funny. But then I ended up talking to her because she was waiting for her bag at the end. Or no, she was waiting for her stroller.
So you did end up talking to her.
She was just, like, really frustrated about having to wait, too.
Yeah.
That she had to wait for a stroller.
Where?
Under the plane. So they checked my carry-on.
I thought this was like, while you guys were sitting on the flight, you guys were in midair, and she was just howling about her seasons. I was like, you had all the time in the world to...
Season 3, baby.
Season 3. We can figure this out.
I know.
If Mariah was here, she would have been able to figure it out.
It would be up on the TV
seconds.
Right now.
Yeah, she would have done it.
But she ended up being a really nice lady from that brief conversation that I had.
Oh, I thought you were about to say the show name.
I googled that really nice lady from Little People, Small World.
What's that show with the
Little People, Big World?
Little People, Big World.
Yeah.
Getting to the airport, going to Florida, mm-hmm. miserable. I was, by the way, remember I showed you, like I showed you off a little, I was using your duffel bag that you just got me mm-hmm. from the last episode. I was so,
everybody commented, said you didn't like it.
Well, I mean, I can see why, because the way I hate watching myself, especially on the podcast, because it doesn't look like I was excited about the bag, but I really was. I was just confused in the beginning. And then I got really excited because I actually needed the bag. He likes it.
He sent me pictures with it.
Yeah, I do like it. I like it. It's just hard when you're on camera. Like, you know.
You gotta, yeah.
The next day, I was going to Florida. I packed up my bag. I was really excited to use it. I could fit so much in there. It fit my laptop. Everything mm-hmm. pretty much that I needed to get. I didn't need to bring like a carry-on bag and my backpack.
Right, right.
I just brought that one bag and I was thrilled. I was like, this is what I'm going to be using. And I'm on my way to the airport. I leave much earlier than I'm supposed to. And GPS says like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's 40 minutes is pretty good, especially during the holidays. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's like double the amount of time, but you're like, okay, it's expected. Yeah.
And as we're getting closer, this is what I hate about GPSs and maps, right? On your phone. It never tells you the traffic inside the airport.
Oh yeah. Just to get
even like when you put a terminal, it doesn't tell you the traffic in there. It just shows it green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until you're like right there, like in your Uber, like once you start getting closer and closer and you're like, maybe like
once you
a mile
that.
Away, you're then it just updates.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well, oh, now it's an extra 35, 40 minutes. I was 5 minutes away.
Yeah. You got to wait until you hit like In-N-Out to see how bad it's going to be.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Put that, if there's actual traffic in there, put actual traffic mm-hmm. in the map so I can leave 2 hours before if I need to. But anyways, we get there, we're about to get into the airport and it's just back-to-back traffic. It said it was going to be like another 35, 40 minutes actually on the thing. And I'm looking at the traffic and it's just not moving. And I had time to walk it, but we were still pretty far. And I'm seeing other people starting to get out. And I was like, fine. And it was right before that ramp. You know the ramp?
Yeah.
To get up. So it was right before the ramp. I was like, all right, you're good to go. I don't want to keep him stuck in this traffic with me.
Yeah, people that are getting out in the middle up there, then that driver is stuck there for an hour.
That sucks. I didn't want to do that to him because he doesn't get paid during that trip. So I was like, why don't you drop me off here and then you can like kind of escape from this. And I get out and I'm starting to realize how heavy this bag is because everything is in this bag.
Right.
And it's too heavy to hold on like one arm the whole time. So I have like that lanyard thing that where you can like kind of switch, you could hold the bag like a purse. And that shit was just hurting my shoulders. And I kept
on. Did you have a rolly bag too?
No. I only had that bag. That was my bag.
Carry on bag?
That was my carry on bag.
Got it.
And bro, I had to walk legitimate like a mile and a half to get to the terminal. And bro, it was hurting so much. And I've never hated this bag more.
That's funny.
Than this moment.
And you
moment.
Know what's funny? I specifically got you the ones without the rolly wheels because I was like, you'll never use that.
Oh my God, that'd have been perfect. Dude, I really needed the wheelies because dude, and so
it builds character.
I felt really good. I was like, oh, I'm cool in this jacket. I'm not sweating. I was drenched by the time I got to the airport. I was so hot. I couldn't get any cooler than what I was before. Uh-huh. And I get on the plane and I'm drenched. ACs are blowing, but it's just not cooling me off. I'm like this. And it was a red eye. It just, everything just started to suck very, very badly. And yeah. And then I got there and that was fine. And then coming back with my mom and little sister was really, really bad.
You had turbulence too? Bad. Dude, mine was absurd.
It was definitely the worst to date when it came to turbulence. Taking out that Cancun trip, there'll never be anything worse than that Cancun trip. The Cancun trip where it was so bad, we were going through a tropical storm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
People were screaming, we're all going to die. And everyone's screaming. Nothing was worse than that. But this one was definitely right there next to that Cancun trip. Bro, It was rocking, and it was rocking bad. People were starting to cry. There was a lady right next to me, like on the other side. She was just howling. She was just like, like just screaming. And I thought, like, I didn't know if she was laughing or not. Because it almost, it wasn't exactly the way I sounded right now, but she was like, it almost sounded like she was just laughing, like, nervously.
Uncontrollable noises.
Yeah. And I was like, because it was so bad where it was kind of funny, because it was just like, oh, this is like,
it wasn't uncalled for.
Yeah. And not only that, it just, it felt like there was nobody flying the plane. It was almost like the pilots disappeared or they got a heart attack. And now this plane is just like kind of going And the lady, I look over and she's hysterically crying and it's just getting worse and worse. It just keeps getting worse. And it gets to the point where the pilot just starts apologizing on like the intercom.
Yeah.
When he starts apologizing, that's when he knows too bad, because there's been bad turbulence and he doesn't even call it out. He's calling it out now. That's how bad it is. Flight attendants, they're still serving. This lady, she a rock star. She's sitting there serving the meals and she's bringing me my hot tea, right? And I'm just like, I don't need it right now. Like, there's no way I'm gonna be able to drink this. And like, I don't want her to get hurt or burnt or fall. And I'm like, no worries. You don't need to bring me my tea. And she's just like, I got it.
I'm picturing like Cat in the Hat.
It was crazy. But like, and there's times where they don't even do service when it's like half of that. But like this girl just wanted to.
She was showing
off.
She
was not only showing up, but I think it was like good practice for her too. Like case of like emergency, you know, if ever there's ever a hostage situation, she needs to grab something for the terrorist. Right. She wants to do it all. She wants to be able to like do it any tropical storm, hurricane. She's trying to get on that terrorist good side, you know? Yeah. So I think she knew what she was doing, but like she was amazing. And as that's going on, my mom and little sister are in they're like four seats, four rows behind me. I'm like, oh, my mom is probably freaking out because she's much worse than me when it comes to flying. I'm bad, but she's really bad. Immediately, as soon as there was like a good 30 seconds of calm, which was rare, I get up and I run to my mom's seat and Madison's like laughing
with the bag.
Madison's laughing. I'm like, oh, my mom is probably really bad right now. I look and she's literally in her seat like this in tears.
I thought you were saying she had the mask. She pulled it down
in tears. And she looks at me, she's like, honey, you need to get me a fucking drink right now. And I go to the stewardess. I was like, can you please get my crying mom a drink? She really needs it bad. She's really bad with flying, especially with turbulence. And she's like, oh, is your mom the one that's crying right now? I was like, no, it's another one. And I want to know so bad how the back of the plane was, because the back of the plane is always the worst when it comes to turbulence. I bet it was so bad. Even the pilot on the intercom was like, and a big apologies for the people on the last few rows. I'm sure it was like very bad for you. He was saying like, I've never heard a pilot like speak that much after a turbulent situation like that.
Cause he was probably getting word that you got people in the back hysterically crying. Like,
yeah. Who knows how many people were crying like in the cockpit, not in the cockpit, in the back of the plane.
In the poor people section.
In the poor people section. But yeah, that was a for sure an experience. And I felt so bad because I was kind of like, you guys should come back with me to LA after Christmas. And yeah, it was just like kind of traumatic for all of us. I was kind of, I don't know why I wasn't freaking out. I was like laughing the whole time.
You got to make light of the situation.
It was just, no. I wasn't laughing because like I was scared, but it was just, I think comical that this was probably it.
Yeah. You like, came to
this
grip.
Was probably it. Wow. Just right after the holidays, baby, we're going down.
I was going to the bathroom when turbulence hit on my flight here.
Yeah. We hit turbulence! Bam,
bam! Dude, it was... I'm very germophobic when traveling. Like, I don't touch, like, door handles. I'm the elbow guy. I kind of like...
Yeah, I'm the complete opposite. It's gross.
Especially in, like, an airplane bathroom. Yeah. I'm feet up for the toilet seat, feet for the flush, everything.
Oh, it's kind of... I like it. It's kind of...
Yeah, when I walk in, I do this. I go feet up, and then I'll flush like that, seat down.
So how do you unlock the airplane?
Lock. The door?
Yeah.
Elbow. And then the little lever, you got to slide elbow.
Why didn't you just wash your hands after, or like do sanitizer in your seat?
I don't have sanitizer with me.
Why do I feel like you don't believe in hand sanitizer? Do you believe that it actually removes?
I've never actually thought about it.
But like, you're the type of person that I feel like would not believe in sanitizer.
No, I'll look into it. I
think you trust washing your hands with soap much more than just something in a bottle like that.
I never really thought about it. I do use sanitizer. If it's around, I'll just be like, get a quick little clean.
Yeah.
But I was literally in the middle of going to the bathroom on this plane when we started hitting turbulence. And I am bouncing up and down trying, like, I couldn't stop going. So I'm trying to aim, and then I'm falling forward. I'm no handing this. I'm literally back and forth like this, like trying not to touch the wall.
Oh, it's the worst, because you know you have to put one hand on your peach.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not going everywhere.
Right. Dude, horrible. Like, I was all over the place.
I'm surprised. Usually they make like they're pretty good at knowing when turbulence is about to hit, and they'll tell everybody to take their seats.
No, it's very like unexpected.
Out of the blue. Were you flying Frontier or something?
American. I was in the back. We were hitting it bad.
Oh, you're in the back? Back.
On that flight, I was on the back, yeah.
It's like a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. You know the roller coasters, the back seats are like the second best seats.
Kind of fun. But yeah, it was pretty insane. But we made it. Now I got to catch a flight in 4 hours to go back to Tennessee.
Yeah, guys, Heath just flew in last night from Chattanooga or Chattanooga. Yeah, you have like a one stop. So you're flying from somewhere to get here.
Yeah.
And less than 24 hours, he has to be back on a plane because he decided to bring Deanie Weenie with.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to go back and get
it. It's Dean. Because of him, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So my mom and dad are watching Dean right now. Mariah is in Pennsylvania still. She's going to meet me back in Tennessee, and we're going to fly back from Tennessee here with the cat and everything. It's just a lot. Like, I didn't realize, because he's very on edge and stuff when, like, traveling, and you have to, like, take him out. You got to hold him while you're doing the scanner, and then you got your bags, you got this. And then I have, like, my film cameras.
Yeah.
And you can't put the film through that, so you have to hand those over.
Yeah.
And get the film hand-checked. So it's like,
can you tell us the process of bringing an animal through an airport? I thought it was as simple as leaving that animal on that conveyor belt and letting them go through the TSA.
Thought literally you just do it. I thought you just, if it's in that size, you're good to go.
Yeah.
We showed up with him as we were getting like our boarding passes. And I was like, do I check in like an animal with you, or how do I like go about the bringing my cat on?
Or you let him walk through the thing by himself. It turns and the cat has to.
He puts his hands up like this. Oh, man.
That'd be amazing.
Feet on the yellow.
It just reminds me of Puss in Boots. Like, why did I imagine Puss in Boots?
But I thought it was going to be super easy. And then the lady's like, you need to call ahead of time if you're bringing a cat. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, there's only so many that are allowed on the plane. You can't just show up and like check them in.
Okay. So that was one thing I know for sure that I wouldn't have done, was to just show up with a pet. I would 100% like called or something to let them know, like, hey, what do I need to do to before getting to the airport with a pet?
I saw like I searched it on TikTok.
I'm surprised you didn't like think of that.
I searched it on TikTok and they said you just got to like check them in.
Why? We all get our information from that app. It's so embarrassing. Literally just type it in Google. But no, we'd rather do it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why, right? Because there's somebody right there
verbally telling you
from an experience that they just experienced. And they most likely watch it. Just went to TikTok and just said it. And sometimes it is better. And I get why you did that.
But yeah, they didn't say like on that video you need to call ahead. But apparently if they already had so many cats, I could have not been able to bring the cat.
And how many other cats did they have on this plane?
I didn't see any other ones.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
But do they keep pets under the plane?
No, you put it under your seat.
I don't see a lot then. I feel like I keep an eye out for people that are bringing in
pets. Well, to be honest, on my flight back here, I didn't even notice it, but the person next to me had a cat. All of a sudden I saw them bend down and grab their bag and go...
Are the bags getting very discreet now?
Yeah, they're just like small little carriers that you slide underneath the one in front of you.
Uh-huh.
So it's like you would never even know.
Okay.
But yeah, so you do that, and then they put like a little bag tag on the pet carrier.
Yeah.
And then when you go through to like take the stuff out to go through TSA,
yeah,
you have to put the carrier on the conveyor belt, and you have to walk the cat through and hold it.
You think anyone's ever been caught doing that? Like using their animals, horrible, by the way, just using their animals to like
maybe
bring in stuff. It's kind of genius.
The cat shits itself while you're holding it. But yeah, so then you do that. It goes through, you get your bag back, and then you're good. But yeah, so it was just like a lot having to deal with like the rolls of film, hand checking. Mariah was doing the cat, so we just wanted to do it together again on the way back.
Are you bringing Dean next time?
I still would much rather do this than put him up in like a pet shelter.
You don't trust anybody out here to watch your cat?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Really?
Do you genuinely like not trust anybody?
There's got to be
a reason why you don't like think that someone will kill, like will hurt, not hurt him, but like, I don't think anybody ever would forget to feed them or something because you're paying them for a service.
It's not the forget to feed. You're saying like friends wise?
Friends or professional like cat, like professional people that like.
The thing is like, I know somebody that had a dog that they put up in like a shelter to go on vacation for like a couple days. And obviously a dog is different, but one of the other dogs ate their dog. And killed it.
Oh wow. Okay. I feel like that's a rare situation.
So they came back and went to go get their dog and they're like, Sarah, something happened where
they just give them the other dog because the dog is inside the other dog. For like I feel like especially for Deanie Weenie. I think the best for him would be a private one, not somewhere where there's like a ton of cats.
Yeah.
Like someone that takes care of maybe like two or three and like is in a
He's still super young and I just don't want him to get into things because then like if he eats something that he's not supposed to, then we got to do another $4,000 surgery to like cut it out of his stomach.
Yeah.
And then like our friends, like it's just like if a door is left open and he ran out, like it's just a lot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, it was, I don't know. I didn't mind it.
And so the cat is with your mom right now?
Yeah.
She just give him cigarettes and shit, just secondhand smoke.
Give me a D.
What did we do? We didn't do anything in Florida. Oh man, this shit is getting boring. It's not boring. Like it's just becoming very uneventful. It's like it's not feeling like Christmas anymore.
Yeah.
It's crazy because I mean we've talked about this before already, but just. You know, 10 years ago, Christmas really felt like Christmas. And I was talking to my mom about this and she's like, well, it's because you were younger. I was like, I don't know. You didn't feel like it was Christmas when we were younger. Like it really felt like Christmas. She's like, she's like, no, when you're like, I think it's when you're getting older. Like we wouldn't feel, we knew it felt like Christmas for you guys, but it didn't feel like Christmas for us. I'm like, okay. That
like
makes
getting
sense.
Into
maybe,
the
maybe
of it,
it is, maybe it is like kids that really just see it. But I don't know. Sometimes when I look at like, I feel like Mariah's family all really feel Christmassy.
Yeah.
Even when they're older. So like, I don't think it's an older thing.
I think it has to do with the size of your family because I know Christmas for me hasn't felt like Christmas because we used to have like everybody over when I was a kid. It would be a huge party and you get like your cousins are there, your aunts, uncles, everybody.
And someone's always coming up with an idea to do something and like and all those like, ideas together, all those like brains together. It's like coming up with different Christmas stuff.
Every year it's just been smaller and smaller and smaller. Yeah.
Like we couldn't come up with jack shit, and that like we're all sitting there watching TV. And we're like we just don't know what to, like even for dinner. Like it was Christmas Day, and we're like let's go out to dinner. Everything was closed.
Yeah,
it's like we genuinely couldn't come up with anything to do or even leave the house, or we had to just stay in there. But it's just like it's just tough. It's tough with a small family. Like you're trying to come up with something Christmassy to do, and then you feel guilty. Like I'm sure, like I think we all felt a little guilty.
And then your parents feel bad because they still want it to be special for you.
Yeah, and I felt guilty. I like, don't get me wrong. I felt guilty too. I felt guilty that like I can't come up with anything. Either.
Yeah,
but it's hard. It's hard with a small family. You just you have the Christmas tree, you have the gifts, but like then what?
And yeah, I think that's why Mariah, like her family is 300 people that get together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I kind of envy that.
It's a lot. It's a lot going on. It's a party.
It's a little overwhelming. It's overwhelming, but it's like fun.
Yeah,
you know, it's never a dull moment.
It's intense.
Yeah,
hers looked so funny this year. Did you see any like?
Yeah, I saw the stories. Yeah, she was so showing. I was just flexing on all of us. She knew.
Her and Matt, they both got like the big family gathering.
Yeah. What happened to us? What about our time to shine when
it'll
comes
come.
To the families?
We just have to have 10 kids each.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Like people that have like grew up with small families, they're just like, I want a lot of kids. And then that's how that generation happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there it becomes really small. Like when you have that big generation with a lot of kids and cousins, all those cousins, if they don't have a ton of like kids, then it starts to get small. It's really weird how that happens.
Have as many babies as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Or we're thinking about having 14.
How many would you actually like?
I think 4 would be nice.
I think 4 is a good number.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Mariah's going to want like 8.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Because if you think about it, that means if we start having kids when she's like 31, you're popping babies at like 40. That's
yeah. I mean, but 40 is like 40 is the new 30 when it comes to popping out kids.
Yeah, not when it comes to their health. Like you start running.
I mean,
like
when that baby goes, after that baby comes out, like you're good. But yeah, no, it's definitely. I remember my mom had. How old was mom when she had you guys? She wasn't 30. I think she was 40. She's 56, 55, 54. Once you get into the 50s, you're not supposed to really know their age.
She was 38.
Right? She was 38?
You were this close to
being. I felt very shitty. That made me feel very shitty that I thought my mom was 50 or 40. Well, yeah, I mean, that's 2 years off. That's not bad.
But yeah, it's just like, it also becomes like harder for like the mother, like to have babies at that age. And
yeah. I really don't mind. I don't mind having kids when I'm like that old. Is that weird?
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot recently just because like, obviously now we're engaged. We're like thinking about the future and
I get, yeah,
everything. And I'm so jealous of the fact that
of me.
my mom and my grandma are so like close in age.
How old are they?
My mom is 63 and
your mom is 63?
Yeah.
She looks great for her age.
Thank you. I'll tell her that.
Yeah, I'll tell her that.
And then my grandma, I think, is 80?
Yeah.
17 years.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. That's really good. Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
I think about when I'm 80 years old. You know what I mean?
And your kids are 63.
Like they would be 50.
That's just a longer life with your kids.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
And like I like the fact that, you know, I've had my grandparents for so long. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, when you think of it like that, you do want to be with your kids like as long as you possibly can. Because once you have them and once they turn like 15, 20 in your head and you're getting older, or if you have kids late,
yeah,
and they're starting to hit their 20s and you're like already really old, that's
scary.
Yeah,
I want to be able to like, I want to play with them. Like I want to be able to like throw the football around. I don't
want
to be like.
You want to get old with your kids in some way.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, it'd be nice to pop them out as quick as possible. We're probably going to try to just bang out a couple sets of Irish twins.
Irish? Who's Irish?
Yeah, I just found out about it. I think it's the coolest thing.
You're half Irish?
No, it's just the term for it.
Oh, okay.
So basically, if you have two kids in the same year, they're called Irish twins.
How do you do that?
So if you get pregnant, 9 months later, you give birth.
Oh, you'd have to immediately do it.
You have to like immediately.
Do you think Mariah is going to like being pregnant?
I think she will.
Actually, yeah, no, she will. If that means that she gets the kids quicker, oh yeah.
But like, that's pretty crazy. You could have two kids born in the same year.
I think Mariah's going to hope to have like twins and triplets just so she can make more in at one time.
Honestly, that would be ideal.
Like, oh, you yeah. Can,
it saves so much time.
I think my mom, like at first she was like terrified that it was twins, but I think we had this discussion where she was like, oh, that's great. Like, we don't do it again. It's like, it's all happening at once.
Like, I think about like my brother. I feel bad for people that have twins that, you know, their finances aren't, you know, the best and they have a hard time like affording different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like my brother and his wife are having like a hard time, like with a baby, you know what I mean? Like financially, like it's very expensive.
Yeah.
If you're playing like, cause they can't have another kid because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
But if they were in that boat and they had twins.
Oh yeah. That's just getting,
it's not something
that
you're, it's not something that you're trying to do, but like you could get stuck with twins and then you're like, what do I do? Like, you know what I mean?
Is there some sort of, what do you call it?
A pay it forward system with a baby.
Not a pay it forward, but more like some sort of charity where it helps out people that could only afford one kid, but they ended up popping twins that don't want to give it up. Because that's like tough, you know?
Yeah.
I wish there was some sort of organization where like they could.
Zane, did we just come up with a charity?
That's a really good. It's a cute charity.
Yeah.
Because like that, your situation with your brother, like that sucks.
Yeah.
Like having twins and you genuinely can't afford more than one kid. Like, what the fuck do you do? Now you got to pick one. Got to pick your favorite.
Yeah. How would you even do it?
Or you just give them both. But I mean, and at the end of the day, everyone's just like, okay, just get another job like the rest of us, which it makes sense. But like having a kid is very expensive.
Because they both have to work, right? Like they both work full time.
The kids, yeah.
Yeah, put him to work.
Put him in daycare. Have them be the-
if he was in an Asian country, he'd already be working right now at two.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I wish I was working as a kid. I'd be so good. Now imagine like how... Like how awesome I'd be.
I feel like
if I was working as a 3-year-old.
I would have been such a good child labor worker.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wanted to work when I was like 5. I like wanted to get a job. I didn't know how much it sucked.
Dude, I would be hustling for that 5 cents a day.
Yeah. Mowing lawns and shit.
Uh-huh.
But get me started early. But that here's the thing.
Stuff together.
You need that reward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what sucks is that like kids, we're so stupid. We look at money and then we look at like candy. We're like, ooh, candy. That's the, but imagine that.
I would have worked for candy.
Yeah. I mean.
But or if video
I knew,
games.
But if I knew, like, but I was making minimum wage like the rest, but like everybody else as a kid, like working as like a 3-year-old and I was getting minimum wage and I started like saving 18 up. Years old. Forget about student loan. It just doesn't exist anymore because all that work. That you've been doing?
Dude, if you started at 18, you'd be like, yeah, I got 12 years of a resume already. You
know? Insane. And you, but like, imagine the work history is just so funny. It's like, yeah, just from, from like dishwasher to dishwasher, bed maker. But it's like so specific. Like how many years they've been working each field.
Mining lithium.
Mining lithium, minting.
But yeah, I was saying my brother, it's because they both have to work full time and it's $1,000 a month for daycare.
Wait, I feel like that's a pretty good price for how long the hours are.
It's a good price for what it is.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But like that on top of rent, on top of like everything, like it's just like I feel really bad because like there's so many people out there in similar situations that are, you know, it's very expensive to live nowadays. Everything is just so expensive. The housing market is just really hurting a lot of people.
Really bad. All right, so I have a name for our charity we're going to come up with.
What is it?
Twingate.
Twingate?
Twingate.
Seems a little...
Yeah, it's bad.
Epstein-y.
A twingate. Oh. Well, why did I say gate? Isn't gate something where it's like, this is an issue?
Like
need to fix it?
Like Ocean Gate.
Ocean Gate.
Pizza Gate.
Yeah, what's Ocean Gate? What's Ocean Gate? Ocean Gate was the submarine.
That was the submarine that went down.
Yeah. There was no kid. There was no, like, pedophilia involved in that. Why is it called Ocean Gate? I think the word gate after is because it's a problem that everybody's talking about.
Okay.
Am I getting this wrong?
I have no idea.
What's the word gate mean after it?
I don't know.
Why is there the word gate after something that people are talking about? Like something, gate.
Like you open the floodgate of
the flood. Oh, is that what it is? The floodgate?
I don't know.
Am I making sense here?
It sounds good.
Where did it start from though? Did it start from like the Epstein thing?
I don't know.
And it's involving kids. Maybe that's not the best. I'm going to change it. I'm actually really bad with coming up with names for like a company or something. So I'm going to end this conversation.
We'll put some thought into it. Has to do with Bill Gates.
Is that bad still? Is that kind of iffy? Bill Gates? Is he a weirdo?
Yeah.
Bill Gates is a weirdo?
Yeah.
Is that like publicly known?
I think it's pretty public.
What did people think he did again?
He was boys with Epi.
Oh.
And that's why his wife left him. She like talks about it.
Is that like is something that everybody knows?
Yeah.
Is that something that you watch some stuff and you're like, oh, that's definitely.
I don't know. There's like a whole like rabbit hole of like Bill Gates stuff and like what his plan is for the future and what he's trying to do with the world and.
This is such an eye roll what I'm about to say. The Epstein's like list or like you know the list that they're about to come up or I've been seeing it again all over my TikTok about the list is coming out. It's like. I feel like we go through this every year where it's this list that's about to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And, but every time I feel like whenever I see it on my page, it has like no views or no likes. So it's hard to like believe it.
Yeah.
Like it just, to me, it just, when I see something like that, it's just, I just like, can't believe it's
still not out yet.
But here's the thing. It's a thing. Like, it's a thing.
It's out there.
It's
like
out there. Like Jeffrey Epstein had an island where he brought little kids to, and they were SA. Like, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
And it's just crazy that people don't like talk about it more. Like, why is this such like this?
Yeah.
Why do people see it as like right winged? Why do I feel like people see it as like a conspiracy or like right winged or something when the topic in general, is this something that I feel like people are seeing it as, or
no, I think everybody's pretty much on board. Like the whole Epstein thing was pretty terrible everybody wants it exposed.
Is it also like a touchy subject because there's a lot of powerful people on that list? So nobody, well, that's wants why to it's
not
coming
out
is
because those people are not letting it come out.
But I feel like a lot of people don't like to talk about it because of people that are connected with people on the list.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, if there's somebody I knew on the list, I probably wouldn't be, like, yapping all about it all over the place. Like, I'd be kind of scared.
Like, no.
If I was, like, linked to...
If, like, one of your boys?
If, not one of my boys, but, like, one of my boys is boys. Boys is on that list. Like, I just think that's a big target on me if that person were to see it.
And they go, you hung out with them.
They're like, oh, why is your boy saying this shit about me? And then I'm just, like, next.
Right.
I'm just dead. A heart attack. And then people put like vaping to it. It'd be so unfair.
You think, okay, so you think if you were like taken out, like a hit was on you, they would try to cover it with vape?
Yeah. Which is so unfair. Like, let me go out like that. And then everybody believes it, obviously. Like, oh, look, have you seen Zane's drone compilation? Obviously, he died of a heart attack. And then that's how I would perish. That's how people remember me. And then we'd have people like you and people like you and somebody else in our group that would just make a bunch of posts about me. He didn't die. I was like, shut up, fucking get over it, move on. Just call you conspiracists for the rest of your life. Well, you're just trying to avenge. You're trying to avenge me.
I would.
I know you would.
I would fight for you.
And I would. I'd be on the sidelines. My ghost.
I'd
would
be on the sidelines. I would.
And I hope you would do that for me.
I would, absolutely.
I'd be really bad at it, but I'll try.
I would turn this entire podcast into
just pictures of me, memorabilia everywhere.
And every single episode would be about how you didn't commit suicide. That's or good. I think
it would be a very interesting show to watch. People would keep up with it, but I don't know how long they would keep up with it. I think at some point people would be like, Heath needs to get some help. Like, it would it'd get really sad at that point. And I just wonder how long that would go.
He needs to let it go.
He needs to let it go. Oh, wow.
You want to hop into our little questionnaire?
Oh, yeah. We want to get serious right now. Well, not serious, but I don't know. Just get to know each other a little bit more.
Okay.
Because I'm curious of your thoughts. And I kind of want to just have a little bit more anxiety after this.
Oh, you know? Is it bad?
I forgot to take my Lexapro, so like, okay. No, it's not bad. No, it's not bad at all. It's just
Zane.
I'm hyping it up for so.
Zane called me earlier, and he's like, "Come up with like hard hitting questions."
Well, not hard hitting questions.
And I didn't have time to prep any because I got in and I was unpacking my bags and packing again to get ready to come over here because I'm leaving straight from the airport. So I don't have any questions pre-written to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to go on the spot. I'm going to base it off yours. I'm going to try to...
Oh, fuck off. So whatever question I ask, and you're going to go, well, how do you feel like that about me? That's not fair.
No, I'm going to gauge where the conversation's going.
I like that.
And we'll get into it.
Go from there. You just kind of cherry pick and then you...
Yeah. Do you have something in mind you want to kick it off with?
Yeah. I'm going to hit you with some questions that I've like never asked you before about me. Oh, no, they're not for you. It's not for you. I'm putting you on the spot about me.
Okay.
Very bad for my mental health, by the way.
Is this like hot seat?
Is it hot seat? No, hot seat is more like...
You grilling me about...
Who was the last girl that you slept with?
Got it.
But it's like putting you on the spot for your own deeds. This is kind of... I'm putting you on the spot...
For you.
For my own deeds. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Which is a little... I don't know why I'm doing this to myself, but...
Do you want me to hit you back with some, or you just want to just...
You can hit me back with some. You can do whatever you want.
It sounds like you...
This is just... It was just... Okay, instead of doing hot seat on you, I'm going to do a hot seat on me.
Okay, got it.
I don't know.
Here we go.
Okay. What was your genuine first impression of me? Did you like me? Did you think I was weird? And did you feel bad for me?
Zane, is this a real question?
I'm just curious. My mom and my little sister, we all came up with the questions that like, okay. I would just love to, because what if you did just like feel bad for me in that moment?
Genuine?
I would totally Genuine? Get it. Yeah.
I hated your hair.
You didn't like the straightened hair?
I hated
the swoop.
What was it again? Genuine thoughts.
First impression of me. Did you like me? Did you think I was weird? Did you feel bad for me?
I thought you were really funny.
That's good.
Couldn't stand the skinny jeans with sandals.
That was my look though. You know what I was trying to go for. Jeffrey Riot.
I'm Jeffrey Riot. but I thought you were really funny and I felt that competitive edge between us.
Competitive edge? Never heard that one before. All right. What's something you want to say to me that you think might hurt my feelings?
Ooh. You're tacky and I hate you.
That question was a little too broad, but I'm going to keep it there.
Something that I want to say to you that I think would hurt your feelings.
Yeah. Maybe you think about it and you're just like, I'd rather just not say it to him. And just, you know how sometimes you go about life, you just don't say something to somebody because you're just like,
Yeah, you want the truth? Okay, here we go.
Fuck. As soon as I came out of my mouth, I was like, what am I doing?
I think you could work on responsibilities.
Fucking hate this. I'm choosing to look bad on my own show.
Yeah, what do we start?
I don't know.
January 1st. Okay, off
yeah, hot. Right? No, but this is great, right? January 1st, this is like, it's time to change shit up.
Yeah.
Time to be a better person.
Right.
We all need to.
Okay.
And I'm sure everybody listening is going to now look at their friend after hearing this and going, What's shitty about me?
Stop it.
That's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Start taking more responsibility or start like being more responsible for like certain things.
Being more responsible.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Instead of expecting
shit to happen.
Okay. All right. You didn't need to say exactly, but like I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
That's good. That's good. We're going to fight after this.
Yeah, we're going to have a long talk.
So defensive. Gun to our head.
Yes, I'd pull the trigger.
Me and Mariah, there's a gun to our head. Who are you saving?
Mariah, is that even a real question?
Good answer.
Oh, I have a question. Yeah. I keep seeing people talk about this on TikTok. I'm so curious what everybody's like answer is.
Yeah.
What's the order?
Okay.
Wife, your daughter, or your mom?
For what?
Just order. Life or death, who are you saving, most important, like just whatever extreme, what's the order?
That's really tough.
Let's do this. Everybody's going to die. You can only save one. Or just like, yeah, just give me, what's the order?
Because how old is the daughter?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, you want to hear something messed up?
Okay, 5. You're like, if she's 20, man, she's like,
wait. Okay.
Because I have my order, but it's not what people think. And I see girls commenting and they're like saying not the order that I would think.
I can't wait to hear your order.
Okay.
And I'll tell you my order.
Okay.
Me and my wife are doing great, right?
Yeah.
We're all doing good.
Yeah, everybody's got an amazing relationship.
What a horrible thing I just asked. How are we all doing?
Am I on the brink of a divorce?
We're all doing good. Okay. That's the thing. If you're on the brink of a divorce, that changes shit up.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a very happy, loving family.
Okay. My wife, my kid, my mom. Sorry, mom.
Oh.
Mom, it's a very rare situation. I know she's not like this.
Just tears as soon as.
Yeah, right. My mom would be last because that's what my mom would want. She would be so upset with me
yeah.
if I didn't do it that way. The reason why my wife first, then my kid, because you could always make another one.
Oh. Interesting.
Look, it's a bad situation, right?
No. It's crazy because there's so many different answers. Like a lot of people were saying like mom first and like, obviously like I love my mom to death.
That's why I asked how old is the kid? Because if it was like a brand new infant, then it's like,
you don't even like the thing yet.
It's a difficult situation.
I just found out my brother didn't like his kid until like just recently.
How old is the kid? 8.
Just turned 2.
Yeah, you know, it's the terrible ones and terrible twos. I get it.
Yeah.
But
that sounded really bad. He loved
it. It's really bad. It's really bad. And like having to make that decision on the spot is,
it's tough.
But that's, I think that would be the order. I think that order makes the most sense to me.
Okay.
What's your order?
Obviously, I don't have children yet, so I don't know. But in my head, I go child, wife, mom.
And that would, I think that would have been my second one. Is child, because in the moment, you're not gonna let your child go. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like even me saying wife, kid, but I bet you if you put me right there and mm-hmm. I had to make a decision, there's a 50, like there is a good chance that it might just hit me and I'd have to save my kid.
But I also look at just anything like that child has, like if it was my kid or somebody else's kid, the child has more life to live. So I would always go for somebody that's a younger age.
Yeah.
Like if there was a car that was drowning in a lake and there was a child and an adult, you would save the child if you could only pick one.
Yeah.
Regardless. So,
but the adult also, is Jennifer Lopez.
From the block?
From the block.
Oh. Mariah would want me to
Rihanna,
go for,
Rihanna, pregnant.
Save both at the same time.
My kid could be a serial killer, right? Right. Oh, okay. Right. So I'm looking at my kid extra hard at this moment. Mm. Because I got to pick. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is my kid going to be a little shit? A little spoiled brat?
Right. If he's an honor roll student or if he's got like
straight... No. I don't care about honor roll. Okay. I think just as long as they're like a kind,
yeah.
I think that they're going to be a good person.
Uh-huh.
Can you see that when they're 5?
Yeah, I think they got some personality.
I think you could... I think every time there is a serial killer or somebody really bad, I think parents were able to see it when they were 5.
There's got to be signs.
There has to be signs. I don't think parents want to admit it.
I feel bad saying this, but I guess that's why my cousin is somewhere.
I'm sorry?
I told you about this.
No.
My cousin that tried to...
Is a murderer?
That tried to kill the other cousins, I think.
Wait, like young, like how old was your cousin?
I think 5 to 8, maybe. I don't
like actually like murder?
Yeah, in the middle of the night he would go grab knives and try to like stab them.
Holy shit, I did not know that.
Yeah, I think I don't know if he has like schizophrenia or something. It's kind of like a taboo like topic, like nobody in the family really talks about it.
No, because it's like it's sad too.
I don't
it sucks.
Yeah, I don't know for sure where he is. But
how old is his cousin now?
Maybe 19, 20 now.
Wow.
I think so. But yeah, we don't really talk about it. Nobody really knows, but he was a violent, very violent child that had like some sort of like mental disorders.
That's so sad.
And kept like trying to attack.
And them. As a parent, when you have a kid like that, all you're thinking about is what was in my body that like did this. You know what I mean?
Like how many little like sperms in you do you think are like serial killer genes?
It's gotta be like that, right?
Like just there's a bag of them, and then like one of them in there's gotta be like the next Justin Bieber.
Is it like a different color? Is it tinted a little bit? Like if you put all those eggs on like under a microscope, when you look at it, you're like, oh, this one is up to no good. Like what is it?
It's gotta be something.
Another charity. Saving sperms, or
very good.
We take all the sperms, we put it in the facility, and we get microscope, and we have people look at each one. And any
psychiatric spermiology.
Mm-hmm. Are you? Do you feel like you're learning as you're watching the podcast as a viewer, Madison?
And what have you gained from this episode?
Have you lost brain cells? Good.
Mission accomplished.
And that's the show.
All right, hit me with another hard hitter.
If you were a girl and you were dating me, what is one thing you think we would have a really hard time with?
Communication.
No. Okay.
Elaborate. He didn't know how to communicate in that moment.
Do you think this is outside? This is like pertaining to issues I have already, or you think I just don't care for communication?
So I think, no, this is me as a friend to you.
Fuck off.
You think people know what you're thinking. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's my middle name right there.
So you think people can read your mind?
No. I'm shocked because I've known this.
Yeah.
I was way too afraid to admit it.
Really?
It was nice to hear coming out of somebody else's mouth.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody tell me that. That was just like a train hit me.
Like you'll come at me and you'll say something.
And I'll get very annoyed that like you didn't read my mind before.
Yeah.
That.
I'm like, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
And it's crazy that I just go along with that.
Yeah. You'd come up and just be like, they were green. I'd be like, what was green? And then you'd be like, the car. And I'm like, oh, you didn't say that. Like,
yeah, that's, yeah. But, and you did it. That was very surface level, but there will be times where I'm just annoyed that somebody's not doing it the way that I would do it.
That's another thing. Yeah.
How the hell are you supposed to know how I
like
want to do
it? You would be upset if, say, you wanted something in a specific order in the house, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't tell them to put it in that order.
I would just expect them.
You would
them.
Just expect it, and they don't know that you would want that, so they would do it a different way, and you'd be like, why aren't they?
Yeah, very poor communication. Got it. Next question. That's really good. That's a perfect example, by the way. You assign me with a serious task that I need to get it done. What is that one thing you would least trust me to do?
Like, what's a responsibility that I don't think you can hold up on your end?
I guess we already went over this, right?
I would just say anything in a time.
Anything that has to do with moving.
Anything that has a deadline.
Okay. Yeah, just like very last minute. Me not having my suit ready for like Matt's wedding.
Yeah.
For Matt's
wedding. But I also think you're a type of person that strives under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you won't get something done unless it's do or die. Does that make sense? You need the urgency and the stress of it all to be able to execute.
That's true.
Yeah, I think my man is trying to settle down here. I think he's trying to prime.
Yeah, right.
And,
I'm
trying to prime and prep for a relationship.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it. And I just want the ladies to listen to this and then kind of comment below. And I just want to read a ton of shit about me that I'm probably not going to want to see.
I think you talk before thinking about what you're saying.
Oh, 100%.
I think you're excited to give something in a conversation. You know what I mean? Like, you'll just start saying things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you took your time.
But for some reason, when I do take my time and it comes out of my mouth, it like doesn't make sense even more. So that's why I feel like I need to rush it out of my brain.
Like,
because it makes more sense than when I do sit there and think about it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think you know what you want to say.
Yeah.
But same thing with Mariah. Like, her mind is so far ahead of her words that her mouth is trying to catch up with her thoughts because the thought is going on to the next thing. So she's just trying to play catch up. I think you guys both have that. But it's not bad. But
it's amazing. I love it. Deal with it every day.
Trying to slow down. I have a piece of advice.
That wasn't one of the questions. I'm good. Thank you.
This is about finding love, right?
That's good.
This is about finding love?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't initiate anything.
Mm-hmm.
You expect things to just happen and present themselves without you putting any effort into it. And I think you need to start trying more. The way you look at relationships, you need somebody to meet you at a bar and just be like, you want to have a drink? Let's have a drink. Okay, tomorrow I'll see you in the morning. You're my boyfriend. We're dating now. Does that make sense? Like, you're not going to spend the time to go on date after date after date and get to know somebody and then like let a relationship build. It's kind of, you don't put the time in to see if it would go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like your other relationship, it just was like, okay, we're boyfriend, girlfriend. I don't know how this just happened. I just met you, but we're doing this now.
I'm a spontaneous person. I love it. It's
but fun. Like, that's what I mean. Like right now it's either somebody's going to be like, hey, I'm seeing you tomorrow. You're my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Or you have to like start trying to.
Yeah, I know. I see it like a movie, right? Like a rom-com, just quick. It's easy. It's fun. But you're absolutely right though. It's work.
Yeah.
Especially for a serious one, it's work. You have to like treat it like a, you know, it's good for it to be natural, but you have to like, it's also precious at the same time. You have to go on dates, feel it out, vibe it out. And if it happens, it happens.
Now, let me ask you some questions.
Yeah.
What's the most dates you've been on with a person? that like didn't work out? Like, was there a girl that you went on 5 dates with and you're like, this just isn't for me? Or like since your last relationship?
I'm pretty good, or I know after one.
Okay.
One date is a long time because it'll be through a dinner, right? Like we'll go out for dinner. We're sitting there for a good 2-3 hours. You get to know a lot about a person in like 2-3 hours, especially just like the way they are, what they're talking about.
Right.
I think it's like easy for me.
Has there been anybody that you went on a second date with?
No.
Wow.
I'm not dating a lot right now either, just because I feel like I'm just so focused on everything else.
Yeah.
I feel like my relationship right now is work. It's just like this podcast. Mm-hmm. You. Just everything work-wise. Like, I see that as a relationship. In my head, I'm just like, I can do this, this, and this to make sure that this relationship is doing better. Which is, like, kind of unhealthy, but I also, like, don't mind it.
Yeah.
And that's why I love, like, to me, work is so important. And anything relationship wise is second, but that's why I kind of want the relationship to come like so left field because my focus right now is work.
I feel very lucky and grateful that I work with Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
I have her there to help me with work, but also we have our relationship together and it's like, we're pushing towards the same goal.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know. I really like the aspect of a relationship where the couple works together.
Yeah.
And like, I love the fact that we wake up and we attack the day together as a team.
It sounds honestly just more fun.
I think that's why so many people, you know, find relationships in the workplace. Like a lot of people start dating coworkers because you're around them so much. You know what I mean?
You're with them a third of your day.
Yeah. You get to see how they problem solve and you get to see how you work together with them. I'm very, very lucky that.
I guess it makes sense that you kind of want to be with somebody that can problem solve just like you do.
Somebody that understands your scheduling, the way you can manage your time. Mm-hmm. I think you would have a better chance of relationship success if they did something similar.
Yeah. It just makes sense. And I feel like it flows better. Your days are better. You are able to attack the day together. And
any influencers you were into?
No.
Nobody's catching your eye?
No, not in the influencer world. I also don't watch influencers. So it's really hard to.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I also haven't left my house in 6 months. Yeah. So that probably doesn't help a lot.
Any fitness gurus?
Heath, that's what I need to start watching more like gym content because I feel like I don't watch any.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think once I'm done, I'll have a lot more free time. I've been so focused. It's crazy with this whole transformation in general.
Yeah.
Like to me, just saying no to everything has made this.
It's empowering.
Yeah. It has just made this a lot. I wouldn't say a lot easier. It's made it much more, like graspable. Like at the end, just saying no to everything, now I know that I can like finish it.
Yeah.
You just have to say no to everything. Like not being able to go out with my friends for dinners and it sucks and you're going to want to go even if you're not like getting wild or getting crazy. I mean, if you don't drink or do anything like that, that helps a lot.
It was very hard in the beginning for me to, I stopped completely going out of my house and doing anything for like the first few months while I was going sober.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't handle being around other people drinking. I would be crawling in my skin because I needed to have a drink and I wasn't able to handle it.
They like, just look like they're just having so much fun.
I felt sick. Like I was like, I need to drink with these people right now. Like I am not myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably like that for like 5-6 months. And then now like I don't even think about it. If I go out or we go to like a wedding or we go to an event or something like it doesn't even cross my mind.
I have a question for you because I feel like I've been experiencing this a lot. And obviously it's just our own brains. But when you go out with other drunk people, do you start to feel like they're all upset with you for not drinking with them?
Absolutely.
But it's not true though. But why do we feel like that's what happens every time we go out and we're and you're sober, but everybody else is drinking? Because I know when I'm drunk and I see a sober person, I'm not, the last thing I'm thinking is, what are you doing here? Or like, why aren't you drinking? It's you maybe ask once, and once they say no, you just like,
that's been Mariah's life for the past 6 years. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Every time we go, everybody would just be like, lighten up, have a drink.
Yeah.
God. Like, and it was just like, once you hear that over and over, you're like, okay.
But it could be a mixture of obviously being around a bunch of drunk people when you're sober, it gets annoying. So your face probably is not going to look the most excited.
Yeah.
So when a drunk person sees that, immediately they're like, oof, they're not very happy with me. I'm going to leave them alone. And then maybe that miscommunication or that.
I think there's different layers. I know what you're saying, yeah. But I think there's different layers to it. I think there's a subconscious thought process that happens when you're drinking and you see somebody else that's not drinking out and they're having like a good time. There's a little bit of maybe jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would never in your head be like, oh, I'm jealous they're having a good time and they're, but it would be the fact that like I'm drunk right now, I needed to get drunk to be having a good time and enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to. I think it's I
could never get jealous of somebody like sober having a good time. Honestly, that's like great.
When I would feel like
that. Oh, though. You would feel that.
Like I think there's that thought process that happens.
Mm.
Like I would look at other people that would be able to go out and have a good, like I would just, I need to have a drink right now because I'm not having a good time. Like
yeah.
I needed to let
liquid
go and
courage.
Relax and like lighten up and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Food for thought.
And that's why I quit drinking. No, I'll never quit. I honestly can't wait to drink New Year's. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun having like a goal
yeah.
to drink or like planning it out. Cause I never planned it out. I woke up. I'm like, I'm going to drink in an hour. But now I feel like I would never do that now. I can, mm-hmm. I don't think I could ever do that again. Like even before, even in the beginning of, or before the transformation, I was planning it out. Pretty often, like
oh, the best is when you just start drinking and it's not a plan.
Ooh, my best days, mm-hmm. my best days. But that type of life, it leads you to you just stop everything.
Yeah,
and that's like the life you choose. It's just like, oh, if I'm gonna drink every day, I might as well just be eating like shit too, and then mm-hmm. back to where you started. But I really don't want to do that. But I can't, like, now that I have like the control, the self control for literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
Except for my chocolate chip cookies. But I still will have self-control. Like, I know, even when I, like, take a bite out of fucking cookie
yeah.
and I eat it, I feel like I just gained 30 pounds.
I think, because I did the same transformation thing, it changed me for good, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it taught me that I could be that person and be disciplined and have the self-control. Because before that, I didn't think it was me. I didn't think I could do it.
Yeah.
And then when I did it, you now know that you can do these things.
Yeah.
So I don't think you'll ever go back to being out of control.
Yeah, I really don't. Like,
yeah,
I can't. It would be really tough for me to get back there. If I ever get back there, just know it was really hard
yeah.
to get there. That means shit's going really bad.
Okay.
That means shit's downhill.
And you're not doing good.
You should sit me down and be like, Zane, what's going on? That, because I'm making up for something.
Okay.
For sure.
So just I'll intervene.
Watch for those signs.
All right, you want to jump into the unwind real quick and then.
Oh, before we go to the unwind, I have a present for you.
What?
Your gift came. It just hit me. I'll be right back.
Should I close my eyes? Absolutely. I'm ready.
Ow!
It sounds big.
Oh, it is. So I know you recently had to give this up. It's very sad because I know you really, really enjoyed this thing. So I decided to bring it back in a scale where it's non-expensive, doable. And I feel like you're going to keep it around for a while. And you could also just like, once you're done with it, maybe you could hang it up, put on a shelf, let your kids play with it.
What?
I don't know. So in that case, open your eyes.
Oh yeah. It's RC.
I saw it on TikTok. I saw somebody playing with it. I was like, what is that? It's so detailed. Wait, it's not even funny. It looks
like a real truck.
It's crazy. But I saw it firsthand being played with.
This is really cool.
And it had your name all over it.
Dude, the detail.
Yeah, look at that. Are you kidding me? Just watching you take this thing apart. Dude, you could practice on this car before you do the deed on your real cars.
Look
you
at know? The suspension on this thing.
Oh,
this
audio listeners, this is a it's a what do you even call like a toy car? It's not a toy car.
It's an RC car for off-roading.
They didn't have the brand truck that you had, but it was pretty damn close. Like, it looks just like the truck you had.
No, that's fine. This is a taco, baby. This is really cool.
Fun, right?
I love this. I've seen actually people build setups in their house.
Uh-huh.
They put like ramps and shit like
around
like the kitchen, and you can like drive it off-road.
Imagine putting Dean in the trunk of that. You have a lot of fun with it, you know?
Actually, I love this. Thank you.
Dress up Dean as a pilot, and then you just...
This is really
sick. I can't wait for you to set this thing up.
Thank you. No, I genuinely really like this. This is cool. Thank you.
That's it. But yeah, guys, it's a new year, 2024.
Yep. Ew, 2024. I can't... That's so weird.
Just remember, sometimes you lose things, but then they come back.
That's right.
Trying to come up with trying to go with something deep.
Sometimes you have to let go and let God.
Yeah. Sometimes quitting is the best thing you can do.
If you quit, that just allows you to start something new.
That was good. That's what I meant to say. I just came up with that. That's what I meant to say.
Sometimes saying goodbye allows you to say hello to somebody else.
Wow. Did that have to do with the mother-daughter?
I don't know.
Wife? Okay.
We could tie it into it.
All right. We're going to get into the unwind. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast platforms. And you can check out these episodes video form, which is always the best way to watch these episodes and listen, on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. We post every Tuesdays. We also have a Patreon where we... post bonus episodes, unwind episodes where we leave the cameras running for another 30, 45 minutes and we just like continue the episode like a mini episode. Yeah. Yep. We also have like live Q&As. We have a private Discord and we also just kind of keep you guys updated before anyone else on the interweb.
Bonus episode every single month. Either a drunk, high on some seltzers, something feeling good.
Yeah, baby. And you can get all that for $5 a month. And now you can start, you can do a seven-day trial for free if you don't want to commit the $5 a month. You
try it out, see if you like it.
Yeah, put your credit card info and you try it out for 7 days and then you unsubscribe the seventh day or the sixth day so you don't get charged. And you guys can try to eat up as much content as you want in those 6 days.
But yeah, we're going to jump into that right now. So we'll see you guys soon and we love you so much. Thank you for watching.
And we hope you have the best year ever.
Let's make this year
2024, baby. Bitch. Your year, baby. This is your year. Love you.
Peace
and blessings, y'all.